I'm okay with anyone quitting anything. I just don't like when they quit it too soon. Does that make sense? If it's the right thing, I don't like when they quit too soon. If it's apparently and obviously the wrong thing, listen, we don't even need to have that conversation because you already know what to do. When it's the awful, wrong, terrible thing, that's the easy decision. The tough decisions in our life are when it's both right and wrong to quit. Again, this is not me trying to make the decision for you. I'm just trying to go, how do we insert some perspective here?
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're going to train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
If you're thinking of quitting something, I want you to diagnose what we call the oops. Diagnose the oops. It's an acronym. Like, okay, you bet on the wrong thing. You're in the wrong place. You're thinking of quitting. Oops. Made the wrong decision. Chose the wrong partner. Took the wrong opportunity. Oops. You know, okay, oops is a framework we're going to go through that we would just kind of try to figure out. Oh, okay. What's going on here as a coach so I can get some more information? And I'll go to the conversation of relationships because I think that's the most common thing I get is like, I either want to quit my relationship or my marriage, or I want to quit, you know, this job or career. I'll use those examples because they're very often convenient as metaphors. So number one, the origin. Okay. You think about leaving this marriage. Tell me, why did you pick this person in the first place? Can you take me back? Help me understand, what was it about this person that made you want to be in a relationship with them? You know, what was the origin? Just going back to the original decision, the original commitment point, we often call it in coaching. What was that original commitment point that locked you into this relationship or locked you into this career? Like, why did you start the thing, do the thing, try the thing? Okay, we'll have that conversation. And I encourage you, if you're in a place where you're actively thinking about leaving a relationship or career or something, like, why did you start that? You know, if it's a job, why'd you take the job? What was it about the job? What were the elements or the excitement, the passion, the interest? What was there that you accepted that job or career or started that new dream? Because just rekindling or remembering where that commitment was and why it happened, sometimes you go, oh yeah, that's what I was after. Or that's the person I want to be connected with. The second thing is, what is the outcome you hope for? Okay, the outcome. That might be, for example, in the job category, you might say, well, you know, I wanted to have a 9-to-5 where I just felt like, you know, I was applying my interest, I was being challenged, I was contributing something on a regular basis. Okay, because maybe some of those things aren't there right now, but maybe you can change how you show up at work. You can ask for new responsibilities. Maybe the job's right, but the outcomes aren't happening yet. And often when the outcome isn't there, but they're in the right relationship or the right job, they strategically chose it. Oh, let's adjust our approach. Let's try some new tactics and habits to see, can we get that outcome there before we quit the thing? I'm always asking that. Can we get the outcome you'd hope for before you quit it? Right? That is that trial and error process we're going to talk a lot about. Like, hey, I'm okay with anyone quitting anything. I just don't like when they quit it too soon. Does that make sense? If it's the right thing, I don't like when they quit too soon. If it's apparently and obviously the wrong thing, listen, we don't even need to have that conversation because you already know what to do. When it's the awful, wrong, terrible thing, that's the easy decision. The tough decisions in our life are when it's both right and wrong to quit. You know, you can draw that line down the page and go, well, it could be either one. Well, that's why I wanted to revisit what was the outcomes you had hoped there.
Hey, it's Brandon. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show, Motivation with Brandon Burchard, and Marketing with Brandon Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network. But we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health, you know, being a former NFL player, an athlete when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life where, as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.
Next up, process. What did you hope or think it would be like on a daily or a weekly basis? You know, and what are you doing currently in that relationship or that opportunity? Processes means like, what's life really like? Like entrepreneurs, let's say you start a big dream, right? And you think, well, I thought, you know, the process would be, I could just create content on social media every day. And then you realize, oh, well, the process actually is, you know, running and managing the business and, you know, making money and filling out a lot of forms and doing your taxes and hiring people. And you learn all these process. You didn't anticipate that that's part of the process. And the process doesn't feel good. Many people in their careers, as an example, they're in a career doing something Monday to Friday that they don't enjoy. Probably right company, probably right career. But what they're doing Monday to Friday isn't the right slot. And what we need to do is not quit the decent job if they like it. What we need to do is go, we need to change what you do here. We need to adjust your role or your responsibilities within a good career so you enjoy your Monday through Friday. Does that make sense? And a lot of people don't try that. They just go, this job sucks. I'm leaving. But they haven't made the attempt to adjust their process or how they show up towards their outcome or to a new process within the frame. Same thing in your relationships, right? Oh, every day, it's the same old thing. Get up, make the kids some food for some breakfast and some lunch, drive them to school, go to work, come home, eat dinner, watch show, and go to bed. And you're like, oh my God, this is every day? Well, you know, you got to change the process. Wait, you don't have a date night? Wait, in your process, you're not going on vacations together? Wait, in your process, you're not debriefing the week? You're not planning the weeks together? Wait, you're not making sure that you've ensured there's time for fun? Well, you're not quitting the relationship. You just don't like the process. You got to change the process. You got to show up. You got to change how you show up in that relationship or in that career. You got to change where your emphasis or your focus is going. Last big idea here on the oops is the social connection. You know, most people don't realize that a vast majority of the major decisions in their life was not psychology. It was sociology. They made a decision because they hoped to have a specific type of connection with somebody, right? That's from the relationships we choose, to the neighborhoods we choose, to the schools we choose, to the companies we go to work for, right? People will say, you don't go to work for a job at a company. You go to work for a company because you like the culture, right? If you choose a company for its culture, that's a social connection expectation, isn't it? But a lot of people, the most amount of discouragement and quitting comes from the expectation related to social connection. And if you've been with me for a long time, you know, in our high performance research, it's super clear that most people quit their job because of the discouragement and the disempowerment that they sense with their first line manager, meaning the person that they report to. That relationship is not what they wanted it to be. They feel disempowered, not heard, not understood, not respected. They're not getting opportunities from that person. They don't think they'll ever be able to rise up beyond that person. That person's going to hold them down, or that person's just a jerk. And because of that one person, they leave a whole company. Think about that. This is 70% of people who quit a job. It's related to their relationship with the first line manager. 70% of people leave a company because of one person, a relationship with one person. Think about that. Think about that for a minute. Billions of workers around the world, 70% are going to leave because that one relationship, that company might have 100,000 people in it, but they're going to leave because that one social connection didn't give them what they want. And this is where the high performance coach, I always say, okay, so there's one pain in the butt at work. But you like the company? You like the mission? There's other humans there working too? You're going to quit because of that person? Now, sometimes it makes sense, right? Again, this is not me trying to make the decision for you. I'm just trying to go, how do we insert some perspective here? So I'm fine if you're like, no, this is definitely the wrong thing. I'm like, great, then let's be strategic in leaving the wrong thing. Let's be strategic in leaving the wrong thing so things are left well, so that you don't have a lot of shame and regret there, but also that your social connections support you wherever you go from there. Does this sometimes require you to be the bigger person? 9 out of 10 times. Why are you complaining about that? Drives me crazy when people go, psh, this sucks. I have to be the bigger person. I'm like, good for you. What relationships do you want to be in? Do you want to be the lesser person? No, good for you and your character and your integrity that you want to leave things well, do things well, play the higher moral game than being drug into the pits. Good for you. That's what makes you a leader. That's what makes your opportunities in the future better. That's what you can bank on when you go to bed at night and you have a dream that you know you will show up and show up well with high integrity and values and character. Where do we lose that conversation in the world? Well, we lost the conversation in a social media selfish world where we don't talk about servant leadership anymore. We don't talk about civics anymore. We don't talk about, you know, respect anymore. And so now it's just about me, 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 me. And people wreck a lot of relationships and businesses because, you know, they're willing to go into the pits and fight dirty and be awful and terrible. And that stuff catches up with you. I know you want to fight it. I know you want to quit. I know you want to burn everything in fire and get it the hell out of there. And I also know what your goals are in the future. And if you wreck everything here, you know what's hard to do? Build upon wreckage. You all ever realize that? You ever wreck a relationship so much that you are wrecked for years? I've been there, right? We have to figure out elegant ways to move through difficulties. And I could go off on this one for a really long time. So let me just pause there. I'm going to have a conversation with the client about what was the oops. Why did you choose to get in there? What were the outcomes you hoped for? What's the process you expected? What's the relationships or the social connections you had desired?
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group really, Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.